Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jesus just left Chicago, and he's back for New Orleans.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with us. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. That's ZZ Top bringing us back, by the way, a little blues, a little Texas blues. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, smallbusinessadvocate.com. We got a lot of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. We'll send you that every Sunday afternoon by email, get you ready for the week ahead. And also, the poll question right there on the homepage, you'll see that in on the right, and just click your answer. When you answer the question, you'll see how the poll is going so far. And check out all the other stuff there. I mean, there's no other website in the world. Another website in the world like this does not exist. This is almost 16-year body of work that we've compiled, that with the wisdom of so many, with all of our Brain Trust members, a couple thousand Brain Trust members over the years, and articles, archives, videos, whatever you need, whatever's on your mind, however you like to receive that information, we've pretty much got it there. So check that out. It's just you and me. I want to talk about a couple of things. One thing I want to talk about is the generational thing that's going on right now in the marketplace. I've been around a long time, and a really, really, really long time. My gray hair is not premature, and I'm kind of proud of that. I've learned a lot, and I feel like I've got some things that I've learned some things that can help people, that can help other folks, and regardless of their generation, regardless of where they are, there are not too many things I haven't seen. But if you look at me at my age, if you look at my hair, you know, you think about me being around a long time. If that particular fact puts you off, meaning, well, you know, that old guy, he's, you know, what could he have? What could anything he know be relevant to me? If that's your attitude, and I do think that, and I have seen, not from all young people, not from all millennials, and not from all Gen Xers, but from some, I have seen this. I've seen this attitude. Not in a disrespectful way, but in maybe a little bit of a dismissive way. Meaning what I said, that well, you know, this is the here and now, and my world is so fast, and so it's so new, and it's so exciting, and it's so techy, that, you know, this guy's, he's obviously analog. He doesn't, what can he have to offer? Well, let me tell you something, my friends. Whether I'm as much of an adopter as you are from a technical standpoint, and I am pretty, well, I have adopted quite a bit of technology in my life, but regardless of whether that's the case or not, my analog background, the things I've learned, the things I know about the analog world, let's say, the fundamentals, let's call them the fundamentals, the way of talking about them, the references that us older folks make to these things, those are things that I would like to encourage you not to dismiss. You know, and I've talked about this mentor thing before, when I was coming up as a pup, The people who I worked for, they became my mentors. I watched them. I listened to them. I watched them make mistakes. I watched them find success. I listened to the things that they said, and I evaluated them. I adopted some of them, and I didn't adopt some of them. But I considered everything. I never, ever assumed. I never, ever disrespected or dismissed. I never dismissed what someone who'd been in the marketplace longer than me had to say or what they did. I never did that. Even if I ultimately rejected something that they did or said, I still considered it because I felt that I was standing on their shoulders. They'd been there before. The fact that I had a job was created because they got promoted. They did a good job. They learned some stuff. They got promoted, which opened up a space for me to have a place to go to work. I was standing on their shoulders. They learned something. They had learned things about how to do business, how to do that business, that I needed to know. And I got it from them. I learned that from them. Even if they didn't say, okay, watch this, I'm going to show you how to do this. As they were doing their job, I watched. I listened. I took it seriously. They became my mentors, and they never knew it. I never said to them, please be my mentor. Please take me under your wing. Please help me get... I never said that. But still, they were my mentors. So, young people... People, folks, you, those of you who are in your 20s, even in your 30s, if you get a chance, please don't dismiss. If baby boomers are, if they use references that you don't understand, don't dismiss them as being hokey or old-fashioned or whatever. They may be pretty darn good ways of saying things. They might help you cut to the chase, and they might be talking to you about fundamentals. Fundamentals that are not going to change regardless of how much technology you use, especially when it comes to dealing with humans. So just think about that, Gen X, Gen Y. I encourage you to please take advantage of mentor opportunities, even if they don't know they're being your mentor. Quick break, 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back. She was hanging.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.